Hi, welcome to the Panther Sports Report. I'm Jim Juno, the Sports Information Director here at Virginia Union University. And I have with me today a very special guest. His name is Jalen Hinton, and he is a member of the Virginia Union University men's track and field team. Welcome to the Panther Sports Report.
Thank you today, Jim, for having me.
No problem at all. Now, you are a junior, and you are made... Tell the people what year you are and what you're majoring in.
Yes. Okay, so I'm a junior and I major in cybersecurity with a minor of information systems.
And you just finished first in the men's 60-meter hurdles.
Yes, sir. Yes, I did.
At the first outdoor meet.
Indoor.
The last indoor meet. Okay, when you was that the CIAA championships?
Yes, sir.
And you were the MVP,
yes.
I believe, of the indoor, of the track and field, I'm sorry, track portion of it.
Yes, it was the definitely MVP of CIAA indoor track and field championship.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, now, sir.
Not only did you win the men's 60-meter hurdles, you finished in the top three of the other two events. Tell us about those.
Yes, sir. So I finished second in the 60-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. But overall, I had a very good meet. I had a little bit of sore aches and pains, but I made sure to push through it. But overall, I could tell you, like, every race that I ran felt good. So just try to do my best out there.
What do you consider your best meet? Or your best event, rather?
I would like to say hurdles, but I love the 200.
You love the 200. Why?
I feel like because it's more so like true speed, because you have to build up the speed in the 200, and it's compared to other events, compared to 60 and the 1, it's more of a straight. In the 200, you are also running the curve, so it makes you even speed up even more.
Now, we're recording this on March 13th, and I was just wondering if have you had your first outdoor meet yet?
No, I haven't actually. We have one at William & Mary this weekend, but unfortunately I have to sit this one out due to a little bit of injuries and something like that. So I'm just making sure to stay on the safe side.
That's good. That's always good to be on the safe side, because we need you for the CIAA Outdoor Championship.
Yes, sir.
You said your major is cybersecurity.
Yes.
What made you decide on that?
Kind of at a young age, I was into computers and things like that, and as I start learning more and developing like coding, programming, web development, things like that, is something that I could kind of see myself getting into as I graduate.
Being from the Chesapeake area, what made you decide to come to Virginia Union?
Well, first Coach Ferry was here and she was showing a lot of love and support, so I think that school is my best option that I had so far, and it was just a place that I think I wanted to be.
Okay. What do you like to do when you're not competing?
I actually like playing a game. I do YouTube as well. But
wait a minute, you do YouTube? You have your own YouTube channel?
Yes, sir. I'm on YouTube channel.
What's it called?
It's actually called Just One, like B-Slime's kind of like my nickname that everybody call me. But that's my YouTube channel, literally.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, but I interrupted you. Go ahead. What else do you like to do besides your YouTube channel?
Just literally, like, I play the game, like Fortnite, Call of Duty, stuff like that. But I just like enjoying time as well with my family. Just kind of cherish moments and stuff like that. But
being that you're in Richmond and you're from the 757, you get to see your family quite often, I imagine.
Yeah, a little bit. Due to the schedule, track and stuff, I usually am up here, but when I get the time to go back home and see them, I try to. That's something I'm really big on, but yeah, I definitely try.
I believe that we have Christopher Newport on the schedule this year, don't we?
Yes, sir, and Norfolk State.
And Norfolk State, both in the 757 area.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So your family going to be out there for you, cheering you on for that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they will do.
Well, I tell you what, Jalen, I'm glad you sat down with us today, and we're going to catch you again later on in the season, because I know you're going to be doing well. So,
yes, sir.
Again, thanks for being on the Panther Sports Report.
Thank you. No, thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me.
I'm now talking with a new member of the women's track and field team. Her name is Toni Middlebrooks. And I did say that right, Middlebrooks, right?
Yes, with the S at the end. A lot of people forget that.
Not a problem. It's one of the few things I can get right every once in a while, you know? So, and Toni, you're a freshman on the team. And I was just wondering, where are you from and what's your major?
Yes, I am a freshman. I'm from Northern Virginia. I'm from Loudoun, Virginia. And...
What's your major? That's okay.
And I'm a biology major with plans to become a PA.
A PA, a physical assistant?
Physician's assistant.
Okay. Yes. What made you decide to make biology and that goal in your life?
Ever since I was a little girl, I knew I always wanted to go into healthcare. I was always like, oh, I want to be a doctor. But as I experienced and researched more career paths, I really liked the thought of becoming a PA, just like flexibility and just like all the benefits that it offers. And, you know, PA school is only like 2 years versus like medical school, which is 4. So after doing my research and shadowing some PAs, I decided like that's what I want to go into. But I've always wanted to go into healthcare. So I knew I wanted to like nurse, doctor, something like that.
Now, you, what made you decide to come to Virginia Union?
I came to Union. It was actually kind of like a last minute thing. I didn't commit until the summer.
Mm-hmm.
After I graduated. So I'm kind of a procrastinator when it comes to like making big decisions like that. And so I didn't know which school I wanted to go to. And I was like, I don't know. And then I talked to Coach Frank. And then I was like, you know what? Talked it over with my family. And I was like, let's just try it out for a year, you know, see if we like it. And it's been good.
So do you like it? You'll be back next year, correct?
I will be back next year, yes. So yeah, I think just like thinking it over and like really making sure like that's what I wanted to do because it's a big decision.
Now you just finished the indoor season.
I did, yes.
And did you run cross country?
I did, but I got injured right before CIs, so.
Well, that's a three kilometer race in cross country. That's a long haul.
3.1 miles, yeah. Yep.
So what's your favorite event?
My favorite event is the 400. I know a lot of people, that's like not many people's favorite, but I like it because I have time. I don't get out as fast. Mm-hmm. I'm not like a short sprinter like that. So I have time to build up my speed and my strength is endurance. So when maybe other people are like burning out, that's when I'm still getting to my top speed and then I can hold that. So I think that's why I like the 400 because you can have not the best of a start and still do well in the race. And you have like, you can make error within a race, because I feel like in a short sprint, so 100, even 200, there's no really room for error. But that's why I like the 400. So yeah, because endurance and yeah, 400.
You just finished the indoor season, the indoor championships. How did you do at the CIAA?
I did pretty well. I placed 6th in the 400, mm-hmm. So top 10 next year, top 3 for sure. But but yeah, no, for my first indoor. Not too mad about myself, PR'd, so as long as I just keep getting better, and it's me against me.
Looking forward, I believe the first outdoor meet is this weekend,
It
correct?
Is this Saturday, yeah.
William and Mary,
mm-hmm.
You looking forward to that?
I am. Running the 4 and the 2, so it's nice, my event, so.
What do you like to do when you're not competing?
I'm not going to lie. Rest. Like, I just love to just sleep, rest. Like, if I feel like if I'm not training or doing classwork in class or doing homework, I'm sleeping or watching a movie, just chilling out. Because one thing is, like, I was not prepared. College athletics is totally different from high school. Yes, you're still, like, you're an athlete in high school, but it's just, like, it's around the clock. Like, my life revolves around track right now. I feel like in high school it wasn't as serious also because it's almost like a job. So I think that making sure you take care of yourself and like catering to when I feel burnt out, I get burnt out. So when I'm feeling that way, just to make sure that I just spend time with myself. And like, I'm always with my teammates and always with other people too. And so I think it's important to like find alone time, even if it's just a little bit, a couple of minutes during the day of just like me and just resetting. Mm-hmm. And so I like to do that and just have quiet time, read a book or watch TV, or sometimes just meditate, think by myself, like just enjoy some alone time.
Well, Tony, good luck this upcoming weekend and the upcoming outdoor season. I'm sure we're going to be talking again as you progress.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the Panther Sports Report today.
Thank you for having me.